Welcome back. It's the Cat's Den right here on 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. Catamounts open up their men's hoop season on Friday night against Boston University. We've got on the TikTok Jewelers guest line a guy who's a Catamount legend, Mike Trimboli, a guy we've talked a lot about on the station over the last 6 months or so, averaged 16 points a game in his Catamount hoops career. We're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff with Mike over the next couple of weeks that we're going to talk about here momentarily. But Mike, thanks for being with us, man. How are you?
Good. How are you? How are you?
How do you feel being called a legend?
As you saw, I just chuckled at it. I'll take it for now. It's not going to last too much longer. So,
well, we got to talk about a lot of things. We got to talk about the Chill Foundation, our 3-on-3 tournament. You're playing Arnie 1-on-1. We got to talk about the team. But first off, I want to get your opinion on this. We were talking about this in the huddle earlier with Rich and Arnie, and I got to ask you. I don't know if you saw this live, so I'll paint the picture for you last night. The Celtics are losing. Jamal Murray for the Nuggets has 48 points. He's dribbling out, and with 1 second left, he fires up a three to try to get to 50. And Kyrie Irving comes on after and says it's a BS move, and he threw the ball into the crowd. If you were playing, and you were Jamal Murray, and you had 48, would you just fire it up to try to get 50?
Of course. I'm a points guy.
How would you feel if you were Kyrie? Would you be offended?
Honestly, so no, I'm not. It's a game, and you're out there to play offense, to play defense, and until that buzzer goes off, you continue doing both of those things.
So you're not offended by Jamal Murray yesterday. Yeah, like you said, you're a points guy. I know that well. You had 54 against us. You seemed to be pretty content to try to score.
Yeah, it's a part of the game. You know, not every kid needs to get a trophy.
Let me talk to you about this. Again, November 17th over at Essex High School, we are playing in a 3-on-3 tournament. Arnie and I are looking for our third. We're trying to find the perfect mix here to try to win those Boston Celtics tickets we've been talking about. We're playing for the Chill Foundation. What exactly is the Chill Foundation? What is your involvement?
Sure, yeah. So the Chill Foundation is a part of Burton, which most people know, Burton Snowboards, which is a local business, which is reached globally. And it's their nonprofit foundation, so they set it up. And what it does is it helps kids that are underprivileged or less privileged kids, give them encouragement and the ability to go out and do things that they typically or normally wouldn't do through board sports. So skateboarding, snowboarding, surfing, paddleboarding, all these things to help these kids that are in tough situations and get them through those tough situations by doing it in a community, in an organized way. And these people go out there and they set up events and really raise money for these kids to go out to, you know, get them stuff for the winter, like gloves and hats and stuff like that. It's a really, really great organization, nonprofit organization that I partner with now for over 6 years in another event that I do, that I run. And it just goes to helping the youth.
How did you get involved? You mentioned you partnered with them. What caused you to get involved?
So 5 years ago, I was with a couple people in Richmond, and we were doing a float down a river, and we thought, what a great idea. Let's get more people to do this. And I know a couple of people in the Burlington area, and a couple of people became a couple hundred people, and I was like, okay, well, what can we do with this event to really make it go towards a great cause? And so I set up my own nonprofit event, and I partnered with the Chill Foundation as being the sponsor a couple of years ago. And one of the main people, Carol Labounty, who's the one that set up this Chill 3-on-3, which she's been wanting to do and hounding me for the past couple of years, was my main person along, you know, helping me out with setting up the event and doing everything and really benefiting the Chill Foundation. And then this last year, I actually took a lot of it on myself and just made them a beneficiary of the event. But we raised over $15,000 for that event. And her and I, we just work so well together, and she loves working with me. I love working with her, and so she brought on the idea. Well, you know, I know floating down a river isn't really your forte. I think basketball is more along the lines of what you typically or normally would be about. So what about a 3-on-3 tournament? And I said, if it helps to benefit kids and it helps to, you know, benefit a good cause, I'm all about it, and I'll do whatever I can. You know, the little time that I have when I'm not working, sure thing. I was like, whatever you need. So she set it up. She coordinated everything, and I'm just helping getting the word out there, and people like yourself and are a part of it. And then, you know, I think her husband came up with an idea with all this talk going on with Arnie. He was like, what about this idea? And I was like, oh, I'm all about it. You don't have to ask me twice.
November 17th is the 3-on-3 tournament. You can register online at chill.org/3-on-3. Arnie and I are playing it. Again, we're taking applications for our third, so you can get in with your video resume online at the Town Fair Tire text line, 802-655-6672. First place prize in each division, floor seats to the Celtics, access to the Putnam Club. $4,400 this prize is worth. It's a great cause. It's a great prize if you're able to win. We're talking with Mike Trimboli here in the Cats Den. So, yeah. The main event of this is you're playing Arnie one-on-one. How is this going to work? And are you going to just go out there and say, hey, I'm going to wax the floor with this old man 21-0, or are you going to let him shoot and hang around a little bit?
No chance. No chance. It's going to be, from the get-go, an onslaught like you've never seen. He has talked way too much, and he knows what's coming for him. I think he's getting a little nervous. If you have to ask me, it will be 21-0. He will not even see the ball. I might give him the ball first just to be nice about it, but he won't even see it. When it gets to like 15, people are going to be like, all right, this needs to end. It'll be a quick one, though. I'll make sure it's quick.
I would donate to the Chill Foundation just to get admission to the tournament just to see that. Right there. That is what I want to see. Here it is, Mike Trimboli with us here in the Cats Den, 101.3 The Game. 16 points a game you averaged in your career at UVM. I got to ask you this. When you look at the team now, how cool is it to see how much the program has grown since you graduated?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I was just talking with a couple of fellow alumni over the weekend, and the team is just the talent level, the maturity of the guys, both physically and mentally, it's unbelievable. And you know, I'm one of those guys where I support and John Becker and everybody else, and I'm one of the alumni guys that just go with like our team, and I don't care how successful the next team is or the next team is. I want UVM to be represented well. And I think Becker and Saplicki and the rest of the crew are doing an amazing job of recruiting and really just putting Vermont on the map. I think this year's team you'll even see another level of quality, of the quality of basketball that University of Vermont has to offer.
You put 54 on us in the Burlington Y League. I have a feeling you're going to play great in your 3-on-3 tournament with the Chill Foundation. But if you walked into the gym today at UVM, are you still schooling all those guys? Are you beating Ernie Duncan one-on-one or what?
Of course. Of course I am. I mean, I wouldn't be a player I wouldn't be where I was or what I've done if I said that some other person is going to go out there and beat me. You give me Jordan. You give me Jordan. He's next after Ernie. Whatever his name is. I forget his name.
So, Arnie, are you Mike Trimboli or LeVar Ball?
Exactly.
Hey, Mike, I'll get you out of here on this because Arnie and I have had this debate a lot, and as an alumni supporter of the program, I want your take on it. The program is getting the new event center. The program is certainly going to hopefully see a boost in recruiting because of that. Do you like the team playing in the America East with a chance to dominate every year, or do you want to see the team move to a new conference and get bigger?
I have my pros and cons with it, but I think the league itself definitely needs to get better because you got to get to a point, or you got to get to a conference that it's not just a one and done. Like last year, they definitely should have made it, right? But when you play in the America East Conference and it's a one and done league, you know, it's one game is all it takes. And let's be honest, UMBC was hot that one game and they moved on. Where I think they could play in another step up or above. But what I would like to see is the America East as a whole get better and get to that point where that league is being represented as a better or a higher seeded league than they are at. I just think, you know, it could get there at some point. It's just tough, you know, to move from league to league to league. I think with the team that they have today, they would be easily, you know, in a CAA type league in terms of their talent level.
He's Mike Trimboli, 16 points a game he averaged in his career in Catamount Country. The Chill Foundation is the 3-on-3 tournament that we're a part of here at the station. November 17th, you can register your team online at chill.org/3-on-3. I'm going to tell Arnie what you said about him, so you're going to have you're going to have to come on the huddle this week and take it from him because he needs a chance to defend himself.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Time and place. That's what I always say.
Mike,
give me a time, give me a place, I'm there.
Mike, we look forward to it. We'll talk to you again.
Awesome. Thanks, Brady.